A short idea on the parsha. Hopefully I have it. I forgot it. Okay, I have to tell it to you about that. So the pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu goes ahead and tells the children. It's not that I think it's my fault. Yaakov Avinu sends out Yosef to go ahead and check on his brothers. So the pasuk says, I don't have the chumash in front of me, the pasuk in front of me, but the pasuk says it's fine. We have 2 minutes. The pasuk says that Yaakov tells Yosef, Leich ure'ei es shlom achecha v'shlom hatzon. Go out, and go and check on your brothers, right? Go and check on your brothers and how the tzon are doing. So we'll say so again. The pashto is a simple pasuk. Yaakov Avinu is sending Yosef on an errand and telling him to go check on what's happening with your brothers, what's happening with the sheep. So we'll say so. We know that there's no such thing as an innocuous statement in the Torah Akedosha. Every single word that's recorded, every single statement that's made, obviously has a profound impact. So the Rebbe of Simcha ben Pshischa says something beautiful. He says, what does it mean when Yaakov Avinu says, Lech ure'eyes shlom achecha? So Yaakov Avinu was fully aware that there was discord between his sons. How is he fully aware? We know because he sees it at the beginning of the parsha. Because every single time Yosef goes ahead, thank you, every single time that Yosef goes ahead and retells a dream, thank you, every time that Yosef retells a dream, So Yaakov is here. This is in Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Yudav. Thank you for the chumash. So go and see how your brothers are doing. So says the Rebbe of Simcha ben Pshischa. So Yaakov Avinu knows that there's strife between his children. We know it. Because what happens? When Yosef retells the dreams, ultimately, again, Yaakov is standing there, and Yaakov Avinu sees the hatred. Yaakov Avinu sees the animosity. And that's why, again, even though, again, Yaakov believes that the dream foretells some type of future greatness, he tries to tell Yosef to stop. Furthermore, again, Yaakov Avinu actively hears that Yosef is bringing negative reports about his brothers to his father. Meaning Yosef is speaking negatively about his brothers. So Yaakov sees the strife. And Yaakov, you know, like every parent, is always heartbroken when his children don't get along. You know, we all know, as parents we know it, and as children we know it, that what our parents want more than anything, what we as parents want more than anything, is for our children to get along. That's the idea that there should be shalom in the mishpacha, there should be shalom in the family. So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. That Yaakov Avinu wasn't simply sending Yosef just on an errand to go check on the sheep and check on the brothers, but he was telling him how to make shalom in the family. He tells him, Vayomer lo, lech na, re'ei es shalom achecha. Go and see the shleimus of your brothers. Go and see them in their totality. You see, the problem is that sometimes when we see people, all we see are their shortcomings. All we see are their flaws. All we see are the things. Because I will say, for most of us, when you look at us, it's our flaws and it's our shortcomings that you see most notably, because those are the things that are often obvious, especially when you have a short encounter with an individual. The secret to proper interpersonal relationships, the secret to healthy life relationships, is the ability to lech re'ei es shlom achecha. Go and see the shleimus of your brother. Yes, every person has faults. Yes, every person has shortcomings. Every person has problems. Every person has deficiencies. But you can't look at people just through the lens of their deficiencies and their faults. You have to look at them in their shleimus. And if you look at a person, any person, in their totality, although we may have many, many faults, we also have so much good. We also have so much beauty. We also have so much incredible holiness. And I'm going to say this is true of every single person. The Gemara says that even the greatest avarian in Klal Yisrael, even the greatest sinner, even the Jew is the greatest sinner, mali mitzvos kerimon, ultimately, again, is filled with mitzvos like kerimon. And we'll say that's our job, to be able, when we look at each other, when we look at our brothers, to be able to see the good, even if it's not apparent. You know, I mentioned this before, in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So the Mishnah says, "Havi mitamidav shel Aaron," right? Go ahead and be of the disciples, Hillel says, be of the disciples of Aaron. Love, peace, pursue peace. Love brios, love creations, love people, and bring them close to Torah. So we'll say, so the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichatadik Livrach, the Baal HaTanya, asks, why does it say oives habrios, love creations? Meaning, we'll say, what does it say? Oives kol adam, or oives ha-yehudi, or oives ha-chicha. Brios Rabosa is such a generic statement. Brios means human beings. So the Balatanya says, the only way to love a person is to see the good in them. You have to actively try, strive to see the good in the other individual. But what happens if I look and I see someone and I can't see any good in them? I can't see, there are some people like that, I can't see anything redeeming. The Balatanya says, even if the only redeeming thing you could say about this person is, at least he walks on two legs and not four. He's not a cow. He's not a dog. He's not a chazer. He might be a chazer, but he's not a chazer, right? He's not at least a physical chazer. Even if the only redeeming thing I can see about a person is he's a bria, he's a human being, which makes him better than an animal. Even if that's all you could find, then go with it. People say the secret to the ahavtarecha kamocha. You can't love someone unless you see the good in it. And I will say, this is true also, sometimes even in marriage, in Shalom Bayis, sometimes again a couple has a falling out, and you know, sometimes it is so easy to define the relationship by that which is wrong, or by that which is broken. And a person no longer looks at the relationship in the totality of the relationship. Yes, there are things that are wrong, and maybe there are many things that are wrong, and maybe some significant things that are wrong, but there's also so much that's good. There's so much that's beautiful. A person has a falling out with a friend. A person has a falling out with a family member. A person has a falling out with a parent. Whatever it is, often we define our relationships by the fallouts and the flaws. But says Yaakov Avinu to Yosef, Yosef, you're fighting with your brothers. Lechna, you have to go out. You have to actively strive. Lechna means go out and try. Ure'ei es shlom achecha. Don't just see the mistakes of your brothers. Don't just see the faults of your brothers. Don't just see, again, the deficiencies of your brothers, but see their shlemos, see their good, see their beauty, see their holiness. Unfortunately, Yosef and his brothers learn this lesson a bit too late. Only had they learned it a bit earlier in the parasha, perhaps the catastrophic mechira of Yosef could have been avoided, and maybe the whole trajectory of Klal Yisrael might have been a bit different. But alas, they learned it a bit too late. But it's never too late to Yosef for us. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new beginning. We're going into ending one week, beginning another week, and halavai we should be zocha. And Mir Tashem, to live this life of lecha, of lechna, to go out and to actively strive, re'ei eshlom achecha, to be able to see the shlemus, the totality, and the beauty in one another. Shabbos.